You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Fantasy Cheat Sheet. I am Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio and Laquan Jones. LQ, where are you? You're like in some like lakefront property or something. Like, what's going on behind you right now?
I'm in Jersey. I'm in a B&B. You know, I'm close to the hometown, but yeah, man, I gave you a little tour off screen of the house. It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's like something from like, I don't know, The Omen or something. Like, I don't know what's going on.
There's a Ouija board upstairs.
Wait, are you serious? Is there really?
Yeah, I put that right in the drawer, showed it. I put a bite on top of it. That's the type of vibes, man, that we got here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, stay safe out there in the meantime. We got the fantasy cheat sheet for you a little bit later than normal. Look, I promise you we're going to try to hit a consistent time. Ideally, we would like to do this at around 1 o'clock Eastern on Thursdays. It just so happens that the last couple of weeks, we've had other things going on. Last week, we did an episode of Fantasy Live around that time. This week, not nearly as exciting. We actually had meetings. And administrative, like all hands, you know, media group meetings that we had to sit in. And so that's why we're here a little bit later. But for those of you who are here, we're certainly glad to have you here. Of course, you can jump into the chat if you have any questions. Otherwise, we're going to jabber at you for about 25 minutes or so. Of course, the podcast is out, so be sure to check that out. Yesterday, Florio and I went through a handful of hype trains or smoke screens. We talked some news headlines as well. One of the things we sort of dove into and didn't get into in any real live long way is some of the rules changes that hit this past week across the NFL. Florio, you and I talked briefly about the kickoff rules and the changes there and what that means, especially in light of Cordarrelle Patterson signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Laquan, I want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, CP in Pittsburgh, new kickoff rules. Are you excited about this? Does this mean something for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy that still plays in those defensive special teams, you know, slots and fantasy. So this is a huge boost for them. And then to see Cordarrelle Patterson go to Pittsburgh or Arthur Smith, it looks a little toxic for that backfield. But I think they're going to really get creative, you know, with these kickoffs, like across all the teams, where we're going to see a lot more points and might get some individual players if you're in leagues that, you know, like a Cordarrelle Patterson that can be utilized as a running back. And also he's scoring on special teams. And if you have the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, you're getting points everywhere. So I kind of like this movement. I'm really excited to see how some of these teams are to utilize this new rule.
Yeah, I know lots of folks were sort of trying to project what this could mean for some special teams, for some kick returners. Not really sure if we all have a certain handle on it, but I think the general takeaway is that you're going to see more returns, and that means a chance for more touchdowns and maybe more points coming from special teams units this year. Another one that we didn't talk about yesterday, Florio, the trade deadline has been moved to the Tuesday after week 9. That doesn't change the fantasy trading deadline, which happens a little bit later in the year. But, you know, I know it's hard to maybe come up with an immediate sort of takeaway, but it does feel like this is going to change some rosters because now teams have a longer runway to kind of figure out what they need and then make moves accordingly. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel like this is going to have an impact. Like, we're going to see a couple of big names maybe change places at the trading deadline because teams have more time to figure it out.
Yeah, and I think teams have more time to be realistic with themselves. When a few years ago, it felt like the trade deadline was week four, and it's like, okay, everyone is still alive at that point. Like, teams aren't going to want to blow things up and trade superstars, but we have been seeing more in recent years, more in-season trades, and that was the one thing the NFL was lacking, right? Like, the NBA, the MLB, the trade deadline is something you look forward to. It's something that you sit down in front of your TV and you just watch the trades as they roll in, or nowadays you're on Twitter or wherever you get your information from. But the NFL kind of lacks that. But we've seen that change the last couple of years. We've started to see some more and more trades. So now, by week nine, teams know if they're out of it. Look, a lot of teams, if you're sitting at like 4-5 or something like that, I think you can convince yourself, maybe we can get back in this. But if you're a team that's like 2-6 or something like that, like, then you should 100% be looking to blow it up and get as much draft capital and assets that you can get.
Yeah, I mean, I do think we're going to see more movement. And I think that's the reason they wanted it. I think the NFL looked around, as you said, and the trade deadline in the NBA can go crazy. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball sometimes can go crazy. The trade deadline in the NFL is kind of uneventful. And I think, you know, look, the NFL is never one to try to miss out on an opportunity for headlines for social media traction. And this is going to do that. By the way, speaking of MLB, happy opening day, fellas. I see you guys both rocking. I know I should have gone and got my hat, apparently. whatever. But happy opening day
Mets
to all who celebrate.
Mets got rained out. Classic Mets.
Hopefully that is not a foreshadowing for the way your season goes, getting rained out on opening day. Meanwhile,
the best team on opening day. It all goes downhill after. Like, that is a fact. The best winning percentage on opening day is the New York Mets, and then it just downhill.
Oh, that's funny. Meanwhile, the storm clouds over the Dodgers are more figurative than literal at this point. But
what happened in the last week?
Yeah, nothing much. No worries. Maybe just the biggest star in baseball being, you know, suspected of being connected to a gambling ring. But, you know, who cares?
He's innocent.
Who cares? It's neither here nor there. We don't have to talk about that right now.
One last rule change.
Yeah.
I know people don't like it, the hip drop tackle being banned, and I get it from a defensive standpoint, and if you're an old school fan, all of that. Yeah. I personally love it because nothing sidelines players and our fantasy stars for longer than a hip drop tackle. Like, Tony Pollard is one that comes to mind. A whole bunch of players have been sidelined by it. So I think this is a good thing for fantasy football, and I saw a lot of negative reaction around it, and I was just like, less injuries means good things for us. We don't need to be telling you about a six-string wide receiver now if our guys stay healthy.
Yeah, I think the reaction to it was just because it feels like every rule change goes against the defense. And I think that was people's immediate response. It was like, it's just one more thing taken away from the defense trying to slow down scoring. But I think as, you know, people started to think about it, we started to get more nuanced conversation, I think a lot more people were like, this actually is a good rule for safety. It's a good rule for fantasy because, yeah, maybe some of those guys that get tackled before, maybe they break a tackle now and score. That's just us being selfish.
I do like that you could review roughing the passer now. Like, I think that's a win for the defense as well, because there's a ton of calls. We're just like, what are we looking at here in real speed? And now some of these guys on defense can make their case of like, hey, I didn't even do anything. And then we'll get more fair play.
I'm going to be honest. That's going to hurt my guy, Josh Allen, a little bit. You know I love Josh Allen. He sells those hits better than anyone.
He's a Hollywood actor.
He is 100% an actor when it comes to that kind of stuff. So this is going to be interesting to kind of see. And I think we'll get a taste of it maybe in the preseason. We'll see how the officials are calling it. And I think we'll get a better idea of how this is going to go. At least for the hip drop tackles, and then we'll figure out the reviewing, the roughing the passer, and that sort of thing. I think is going to be very interesting. I think it's going to, you know, have an impact certainly on the offense. We'll see if that means more scoring or what have you. Couple of things in the chat. Of course, you guys can always jump in and throw your questions in. This one from me That's the I'm not asking. It's the person's name. Me. Kyle Pitts, first tight end off the board.
That was me asking.
Was it? Asking for a friend. Me. I'm the friend. Nice. First tight end off the board. That feels a little too rich for me. And I know we're all excited about Kyle Pitts. First off the board feels rich.
It is. It honestly is. I can't pull him. You got Sam Laporta, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce is still there. Like, I can't. There's just
Mark Andrews. No. Yeah. I think fifth is the absolute early.
Fifth? Yeah. I'm good with fifth.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Cause like, I would take him ahead of George Kittle right now, the way things are set up there. So I think it's some order of Laporta, Kelce, Andrews, McBride in some order like that. And so fifth feels right. This one from Crown Me Twice. Yo, what up, fellas? I heard it was Marcus's little man's birthday yesterday, so happy belated, Q. Thank you so much.
And my grandma's birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, grandma. Would there be any DSTs that you guys feel comfortable in drafting and plugging all season? So just a set and forget sort of defense.
Falcons come to mind for me, man, because they were such an underrated defense last year where I was just plugging them every week. And I was like really surprised in some of my leagues. They were on the waiver wire. Like, they were great with takeaways. The pass rush was elevated from the last season where they just couldn't get any sacks. So, like, I think the Falcons are going to be like a top five defense with Raheem Morris over there, because we know what he can utilize over there, you know, with my Rams. Now he's going over there with a different project, and hopefully they get Calais Campbell back there. He's a veteran that was getting after the quarterback last year. But again, this is going to be a huge thing, you know, for defenses.
I also think it's going to help that their offense is going to be better this
Absolutely.
Year. You know, it's
quarterback play elevated.
I can't think of a time in my life where I looked at the Falcons and said, man, this offense is really letting the defense down. Like, but that was sort of the case last year, is that the defense did its part to keep them competitive and keep them close, and the offense just could never capitalize. I think that sort of helps. I would throw the Jets in there. You know, they were a great defense in a similar situation. As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, that means they get improved quarterback play. That means they have a better offense. So I think the Jets are another one of those.
Watch out for the Raiders, too, because they finished the season strong. They were popping up a lot of points with takeaways, fumbles, and pick sixes, and et cetera. Like, they were a team in the back end of the season that helped a lot of teams going into the playoffs.
I don't know what to think about the Raiders, because it feels like every time they finish a season strong and we're like, man, watch out for the Raiders.
You know, no, that's just a Derek Carr thing.
Well, because like, we get all excited about that, and then they go like, you know, 5-12 or something. Like, it's just like, you know, I don't know what's
annoyed me. Not because of their defense, but because all of a sudden they want a rushing quarterback, and it's like, okay, you had one that can run for 1,000 yards that all you needed to do was give up a 6th-round pick to get. And you chose not to.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, that actually is a good segue, because that was the story. Vinny Bonsignor, who covers the Raiders, pulled a quote from Antonio Pierce, who says what he's looking for in his next quarterback is, quote, a damn runner, which makes me think, Jaden Daniels. Do they try to maneuver for Jaden Daniels? I wonder if they can maneuver for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That would be interesting if he ended up there. They would just have to get aggressive and move up in that draft.
It's going to be – I kind of – ever since the Commanders signed Mariota, I've been like, yeah, Jaden Daniels is going 2 overall. And I know a lot of people have been saying that, but to get that high in the draft, it's going to take a lot. I mean, not saying they can't do it. They'd probably have to give up multiple picks this year plus next year's first. Which, again, like, I like Jaden Daniels a lot, but if you wanted a rushing quarterback, and it makes sense when your strength is going to be your defense that you want a quarterback who can run, and I think you also want a quarterback who has proven that, hey, if you give him an elite receiver like Davante Adams is, he can be productive getting that guy the ball. Again, Justin Fields for a 6th round. Like, to me, that was the move the Raiders should have made, and maybe Getsy being the OC rubbed him the wrong way. I don't know. But if you wanted a rushing quarterback, that was the way you were going to get one, because I don't think they're going to be able to get Jaden Daniels.
That was sort of my question. I wondered how much Luke Getsy being there had an impact on one side or the other. Like, do these two guys want to work together again? You know, I did. That did cross my mind at some point in the situation there. Couple more things in the chats. One from our pal Randy, who shout out to Randy, who's actually running this live stream for us today. Normally it's Kyrie. He's off at a wedding, not his own, presumably. And Randy's in, but he wants to know, looking at this year's young Packers roster, who do you see being the most valuable and worth picking up early ish? It's got to be Josh Jacobs, right?
Josh Jacobs, yeah. I like Jaden Reed. Jordan Love. Yeah, no, I can't. He's, what do we call him? I call him the 2.0 of Debo.
What's going on? Dairyland Debo.
Dairyland Debo.
Dairyland Debo. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Coin that.
I was seeing a lot of love yesterday on my timeline for Dontavian Wicks. Love for Dontavian Wicks.
I'm going to annoy Laquan here. And like last year, I was saying like at cost and everything, Jaden Reed is the wide receiver that I want from Green Bay and everything. And I still think he is the best of the bunch and the one that you want the most here. But I feel like Christian Watson's going to be underrated this year. He is a very good player, in my opinion. I think the only thing is the injuries. And I get that. Like, I understand that is a huge concern. Last year, you had to pay a top 20 wide receiver price or borderline top 20 with that risk. Now, everyone wants the other Packers wide receivers. And I'm seeing stuff like Christian Watts. And to me, it's like, okay, if you're going to give me a big discount on someone that we know, even if he's inconsistent, has the ceiling every single week that Christian Watson has, I can easily get excited for that.
You know what? That kind of reminds me of like when the price dipped on Debo, because he's always been a guy that battled injuries, but we know how electric and how talented he can be on the field. It's just, it just never worked out. But then once he got the bag and he started taking care of his body and avoiding crazy tackles, trying to truck a linebacker, like, you're not a running back, bro. But I feel like you buy the dip now on Christian Watson, which I do agree, even though I just hate, you know, people hype training guys that are like this, that are going to be in new heights, like a top 15 pick, like a Gabe Davis a couple years ago. No shade, Florio. No shade. But I'm just saying, man, like, I get it. It's just, to me, I feel like the lack of chemistry he has with Jordan Love was very telling last season. Like, don't quote me because I forget the numbers of it, but he had 7 interceptions when targeting Christian Watson. And that was like majority of Jordan Love's, you know, interceptions last season. So that could be a problem. Like, if you're not on the field, availability is your best ability, and you're not getting chemistry with the new franchise starting quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, these are all things that can be worked out, right? I mean, you know, all it takes is bringing Jordan Love some breakfast or something and sitting at the table with him. That story's never, I mean, like, that joke's never going to go away, right? Like,
we're just
going to, this is going to go on for time and eternity at this point. Dominic wants to know, if you guys had your fantasy draft today, who would be your QB1?
Same guy it's been for the last 4 years.
Justin Herbert?
No, I'm kidding. Does he mean ranking fantasy QB1 or who? Because Josh Allen is not going to be on a lot of my fantasy teams, but he will, like, yeah, ever since 2020, I think I've had him as my QB1 each year. Or 2021, whenever.
I can't really think it. I can't sell you on anybody else other than Josh Allen, man, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you're ranking. Who would you rank Josh as QB1? Yeah, I think it's Josh Allen. Although, I mean, he is that perfect mixture of running and passing that you want out of a quarterback.
Look, everyone knows that I am the Josh Allen guy, but I will say one thing that I think gets overlooked, and it can change because now he has a whole offseason with Joe Brady, but Josh Allen's fantasy numbers went up with Joe Brady because his rushing numbers and specifically his rushing touchdowns, like, your 15 rushing touchdowns is the second most ever in Bills history. You can't count on that again next year. He averaged something like 225 passing yards per game with Joe Brady. So I think this with all the top quarterbacks, there's holes to poke in all of them. Like, that's with Allen, with Jalen Hurts, the O-line has changed. Is he going to run for as many touchdowns near the goal line? Lamar, I know we has some injury history in his past. There's Mahomes coming off his worst fantasy season. So to me, I kind of think you look at these top quarterbacks and I have the exact opposite approach as what I had last year. And I'm like, okay, I'll let someone else pay up for these guys and I'll just wait and get like Anthony Richardson or Kyler Murray or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think that too, but I see the ADP on Anthony Richardson is skyrocketing. I think
he's going to be QB5 come August.
I think right now, I think on Underdog, he is currently QB5, which feels really spicy to me.
What's happening? Like, what's the hype? Like, is there any update on his rehab or something? That's like,
I don't know.
Up?
I mean, and I know there was that video like a month ago, right, of him like soft tossing a football, which got everybody excited or whatever. I don't know. I just think we got a small taste of what he could do last year. You know, looks like a guy who can score a lot of rushing touchdowns, and we are hoping that the passing numbers come through. I just think it's people sort of banking on upside, but that feels like the absolute ceiling at QB5, and I can't go for that.
Who would you put ahead of him? The big four, we said Allen, Hurts, Lamar, Mahomes, I think are all comfortably ahead of him.
Yeah.
I'd still put Burrow ahead of him.
Burrow.
That one to me is
Jordan Love. I kind of would put Jordan Love.
Maybe. Okay, CJ Stroud or Anthony Richardson, who'd you rather have?
I think that depends on the drafter, because if you just want a safe like 18 to 20 points a game, I think CJ Stroud is your guy. But if you're an upside drafter, I do believe that Anthony Richardson's ceiling is higher than Stroud, just because of the rushing production that he, not only the touchdowns, like he can be a guy who averages like 50 rushing yards per game, and that's a free 5 fantasy points right there.
All right, let me ask it another way then. Would you feel comfortable, which of those two guys, Stroud or Richardson, do you feel comfortable just plugging in your lineup and just letting it go?
CJ Stroud, because he's a little bit more proven. But I like what I always love to do is take a second quarterback if I take someone like Anthony Richardson. Mm-hmm. And looking at like consensus ranks right now, like I could get someone like Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff or maybe even Justin Herbert to pair with Anthony Richardson. And then I have my safe option and my swing for the fence option.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Speaking of Justin Herbert, oh, real quick, Mr. Scampers puts in the chat, I'm against the hip drop rule, if only because it gives more power to the officials we already dislike. I don't think you're alone on that, Mr. Scampers. No. I think a lot of people are concerned about whether or not officials are going to consistently get that right. I don't think that you are making an unpopular statement there at all. Roman asking, is Drake London being undervalued? I kind of think he's going to be a top 5 wide receiver. That is the absolute ceiling for me. I feel comfortable more like top 10, top 12 for Drake London.
This is going to be his breakout season we kind of been waiting for. I mean, the elevated QB play there is why I'm sold. I'm sold because of new, you know, head coach, you know, Raheem Morris over there with Zach Robinson as the OC. So I think a lot of great things could be, you know, coming out of Drake London out of Atlanta this year.
I mean, top 5, you're talking about with CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase.
Puka Nacua,
Amon-Ra St. Brown. That's a like, tough bar.
Some heady hit. Like, he could be like wide receiver 7-6 there. Like, I'm willing to put him that high just based on the elevated QB play.
So you guys would rank him. I want to throw some names at you. I want to see, because I think he has the upside to finish top 10, but I don't. There's a lot of wide receivers that I wouldn't take him over still, like Garrett Wilson.
No. Would not take London over Wilson. No.
AJ Brown?
No.
Mm-mm.
Devontae Adams.
We might could have that conversation.
Cooper Kupp.
Stephon Diggs, like, he's not even in a top 15 right now in some people's rankings. Like, that, I would take Diggs over.
I would take Diggs over, because I prefer his quarterback to Kirk Cousins. Devontae Adams really is a matter of who the quarterback is in Vegas.
Yeah.
Really is. Sad.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe with Gardner. I don't know. I'm not even sure if with Gardner Minshew.
What about really Chris Olave?
Oh, I'm taking Drake London.
Yeah, I think I take London,
I think
too.
So too. Taking Drake London.
I think I take Drake London over Chris Olave. It's not a talent thing. It's a quarterback thing.
Marty just threw a good one in. London or Mike Evans?
I think I take... I think I take Mike Evans.
I got to go Mike Evans. Because I feel Evans. Like he's always going to be disrespected with his ADP, and then he's going to smash his ADP. So back with Baker, I got to go Mike Evans here.
Yeah, I think I take Mike. But, you know,
can I have
pause
both?
Think about
you can get both. I want both.
We haven't mentioned the Texans duo or the 49ers duo either, which
Nico is high right now.
I think are interesting.
Nico is, the ADP on Nico is a little higher than I would
like
it to be.
Wide receiver 9
because,
right now.
Look, Tank Dell still walks the earth. I know Dell got hurt last year, but I think he's going to be back probably for week 1.
He's already working out. Like, I saw a video of him. He looks quick as lightning. Like,
I don't want to pay the price for Nico Collins when Tank Dell can give me similar, if not better, production at a lower ADP.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Real quick before we get out of here, just got a couple minutes left. By the way, the Mets, apparently, according to Randy, are 41-21 on opening day. That's a .661 win percentage. That is the best, followed by the Seattle Mariners at .617, 29-18 for the Mariners. So there it is. Also, real quick, did you guys see Steve Belichick just ethering his father, apparently? Steve Belichick, now the defensive coordinator at the University of Washington. And somebody asked, what is the main difference between him and his father, Bill Belichick? And Steve's response was, I have a job and he doesn't.
Yeah! The secret hatred just oozing out of that statement.
I would assume like this is a joke and like it's all ha-ha between them. Like, I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
Yeah. Nah, that's one of those things that you say is like, oh, I was just kidding, but there is some secret animosity behind that.
For real.
I saw that and I howled yesterday. Absolutely. Absolutely howled yesterday. All right. That's a good spot for us to shut it down for this week. Thanks to everybody who jumped in. Thanks to everybody who participated in the chat. We appreciate you. Be sure to go check out the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. Latest edition is out wherever you download fine podcasts. And we'll be back with you next Thursday, hopefully at our normal scheduled time, which is 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. or 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll be back with you then. The podcast back with you on Wednesday as well. Of course, this is archived too. If you want to go back and watch it later or share it with your friends, or if you're sitting at a barbershop and you want to put it up on the screen, it's going to be over at YouTube for you. We appreciate all of you. And yes, Crown Me Twice. Happy Easter for those who celebrate. Even if you don't, enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. That'll do it for this edition of the Fantasy Cheat Sheet. For Michael F. Florio, for Laquan Jones, I am Marcus Grant. It is time for Dodger Baseball. Enjoy Major League Baseball opening day. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll talk to you again next week, folks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.